Now we are going to be Mamshech. Today is Dafnun Beis. You cycle. Beginning again from the bottom of Nun Aleph from the Beis. We had a discussion on Nun Aleph from the Beis about if a person can be kind of in Makam Shvisa with Dibur, if that applies only to an Asher and only to an Ani or to an Asher as well. Machlekes, Rav Nachman, and Rav Chisda. Is this actually Machlekes between the Meir and between the Mishnah? And the Gemara seemed to come out that the Maskana, which is actually the Halacha, that like the version of Nachman, and the Halacha would follow Nachman according to Yehuda, and that would be that the person says, Shisasi, my Shabbos rest in place where I'm kind of my shvisa will be mabakam pliny. Only an ani can do that, and the ikar erev is with a bread and not with a person actually being there. Or a person says she was sassy be mekayimi, and Asher can do that too. Now the Gemara continues. Rabba Chanan have a raga ba'asi mi'atuna l'papadizu. Rabbi Chanan was an Amira who would travel frequently from two places, from Atimna to Papadisa. Amar, and he said, Te shvisasi b'tzinza. My shvisa should be in Tzinza. Now, Atimna and Papadisa was more than 2,000 amas between them. Let's say 4,000 amas between them. This place, Tzinza, was in the middle, 2,000 amas between them. So while he was still at home, he would say, my Makam Shvisa should be at that middle location called Tzinza. And that would allow him to travel from Atimna to Bavadisa on Shabbos. So Amalei Abaye, my Daitach. Okay, what is your reason? What's your understanding that you're allowed to verbally make a Makam Shvisa from your home without leaving your home? Is because you hold that when you have a machlokes, or Meir, or Yehuda, halacha, or Yehuda, the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. And he says that both a poor and a rich person can establish a Makam Shvisa without actually placing an actual labor over there. But Rechizda, and Rechizda explains machlokes between them is Makam Pliny, where a person says that a particular place should be my Shabbos Makam. Therefore, that is your justification in while you're still home to just announce that Imak Mishmish is in Tzinza without actually going to Tzinza and making an Erev Tchum. So Abai says, is that your logic? But I have a problem with that. But Rav Nachman, the Tanya Kavasa, there's the other opinion, that of Rav Nachman, who disagrees with Rav Chizda, and he has a Baisa which indicates, which is a Raya to Rav Nachman's understanding. You can't just establish a Makam Shvisa from your own home without being Machzik B'Derech, without being an Ani. So Amalei, Rabbi Chanan replied to Abaya, Hanribi, I'm closer, I retract what I said, and therefore I will no longer continue to just verbally declare that my Makam Shvisa is in Tzinza in the middle of the way from my house. I will actually go out and make an Erev Tchum. Amar Rami Brachama Hare Amru Shavas, the Chum said that a person established the Makam Shvisa when he was by being there at the beginning of Shabbos. Yesh Lo Dalar Amas, he has four Amas besides the 2,000 Amas Chum that a person has. The question is, Rami Brachama is asking, Hanoisin Esei Ruvai, a person who puts food, bread, etc., at his Makam Shvisa, where he wants the Makam Shvisa to be before Shabbos. Does that person also have the Yeshua Dalar Amis or like? Does he have the extra four Amis or not? Amar Rava Toshma, we have a Braisa, Asher Mishnah, which says, Leyamu, Marabapaz, El Hakal, Al HaAshir. The only reason the Chum said that you can use bread to make it easier for the Asher Shalayetz of Yarab Ragal. He could send a shliach to bring his bread over there. And he doesn't think about by himself and with his body and be physically present by the Makom Shvi'is, or there it will be before Shabbos. Then if you say that one who makes an Erev with food does not get the extra four amis, if you have an Einlo, he doesn't get the extra four high lahakel. Is that a kula that's being said for him? Lahakno. Okay, that's a kumra, that's stricter. Because by being kinda the Makom Shvi'is with food and not his physical presence, he doesn't have 2,004 amas. He only has a mere 2,000 amas. He's missing 4 amas. So from here, Rava wants to bring a raya that even a person makes an erev with bread, he's allowed to have, he gets that extra 4 amas as well. So the Gemara dismisses this raya from Rava. Afilu hachi nichalei. Even if he loses the 4 amas, it's still easier for him, still preferable for that usher to be able to make his makom shvi'isa with bread, that he shouldn't have to even matriach himself and go out physically to the 2,000 amis, which is almost a mile, 4/5 of a mile, and to remain there until they're doing the whole banish bashes, until tzetzuk hachav. So it's easier for him to just make an erev before Shabbos and leave it there, and using bread, and he'd prefer that even if he loses his extra 4 amas. So it's still possible for it to be a kula and yet lose those 4 amas. He have no raya, and the Gemara does not answer the question. Mishnah. Me, Shiyotza, for one, went out, left the city on Friday before Shabbos. Leila Fe'ir Shema Arvimba. To travel to a city which you're allowed to make an erev from, which means that this second city, which means that the second city is 4,000 amas from the first city, and there's a place in the middle where a person would be able to make a erev tchumen to allow him to go the 4,000 amas from Shabbos. Ve'achziru chaveira. And his friend turned him back by convincing him, for whatever reason, Rashi gives an example, it's too hot, too cold. And the person who set out to go went back to his original city on before Shabbos began. Now, who mutter leilich? This particular person who started out on the trip yesterday, before Shabbos on Friday, he is allowed to go to the end destination, the city that's 4,000 amos away. Called Beneha Yerustrun, but all the other townspeople are also, they're not allowed to go there, because their verbal declaration is not effective. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda, where the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question of what the difference is. Rameir says, Kol shu yachala arev below erev, that the person is able to make an erev tchumen, and he did not do so. And instead, what he did is, he made a verbal declaration of where he wanted his makom shvi'isa to be. Hareza chamor gamor. He is like a donkey and camel driver, which is, we've had that lesson before, the Flamed Hay in the Mishnah, where a person is a donkey driver. The donkey is guided from behind, and the camel is from the front. So there's an expression of where you have the chumras of two different things, and it's a restriction that he doesn't have either of the makom shvi'isas. That is what the Meir holds. Now the Gemara's is going to explain the Mishnah. Mishnah Ihu or Mishnah Inu. What's the difference between the person who started to travel yesterday and the townspeople? His declaration allowed him to go to that city. That the erev was chal. And assuming that the town people also made a declaration without leaving, it didn't work. What's the difference? On Ravuna, Hachamai Askina, and what we're discussing, is going, Shiyeshlo Shnebatim Avnei Shnebchum Mishavis. A person has 2 houses, one in each of the cities, separated by a 2 Tchum measures, which means 4,000 Amas. He who came into Nafik Leilu Orcha, since he set out yesterday, and he'll be traveling with the intention of reaching the second city, Havaleani. So he is a poor person, and therefore his verbal declaration is valid. Vahani, the other people in the city who also wanted to go to the city B, which is 4,000 amos in Shabbos, Ashirinim, since they never left, they're considered wealthy people, and they're not travelers, they never left, therefore their verbal declaration is not valid. So we're going to bring a brisa that supports Rav Huna's answer. Tanya Mihachi, when the brisa like this, two mishiyesh, like shnei batim, b'nei shnei tchum mishavis. Someone has two houses, separated by two tchum measurements, which means they have 4,000 amos between them. Kevin shehevzo v'derech, as soon as he takes to the road, he sets out, kana erev, he acquires a makom shvisa, because he's good as a traveler, which allows him to make a verbal declaration. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, is the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Yasser al-Kain, and Rabbi Yehuda's son, said even more than this, he was even more lenient. Afilu matzo chaveira, even if his friend met him, the Amalo, and he said to him, Linpo, spend the night over here in the city. It's chamu, it's sinu, it's too hot to travel, too cold to travel, whatever he tells him. And the friend listened, and he followed the advice, and he slept. He didn't go to where he wanted to go. He allowed himself to be convinced and stayed over in the original city. So when Makar, on the next day, Mashkin Bailuch, the person who set out to go, he could rise up early and travel to his original destination, which is 4,000 amos. Amar Rabba, we're going to explain why exactly, in what way, is Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda more lenient than Rabbi Yehuda himself. So Rabba explains, Loimar, to say, make a declaration, both Rabbi Yehuda and the son of Rabbi Yosi agree that you need to make a verbal declaration. Ki pligi lahafti. One of them disagree, but they're actually setting out on the road. According to Rabbi Yehuda, only a person who actually started to travel, is his verbal declaration meaningful, where according to Yosi, even if he planned to travel but didn't actually travel, his verbal declaration is also acceptable. But according to Yehuda, the father, if he only planned to travel but didn't actually travel, it is not a valid declaration. That is how Rabba understands the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosef has a different understanding. Rabbi Yosef Amar Lahafzik, by actually setting out the road, everyone agrees, even Rabbi Yosef agrees, you actually have to set out on the road. Okay, as if you actually have to make a declaration also. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to. Rabbi Yehuda says that you don't have to, even if you don't have a verbal declaration, as long as you indicated by starting to travel, that is enough to be kind of makom shvisa, where you intended to be kind of. Come on, Azla Hadamula, whose opinion does the following sheet of teaching of Ula follow? Ula said, if someone took the road, started to travel on Friday to another city, Bechazir Chaveri and his friend commenced him to come back. This person is considered to be returned and taken to the road, which is a little bit of a contradiction. If he returned, which means saying you return means you have the tchum of the first city, then why is he considered to be mosek in the derech, which means that he is considered to have a makom shvisa 2,000 amos away, and it's like he actually acquired an tchum. And if you can say the other way too, if he mosek, and if he is considered to be on the road, lama mosek. Then why, in what way, is it considered that he is returned to his city? This is what we mean to say. Even though he returned to his original place, his original location, he is still considered to have been taken, to have begun the action of traveling, and he acquires a makom shvisa even without placing an Erev Tchumen at that location. So come on, according to who does that follow? Rabbi Yosef, Balib Darash, Rabbi Huda, that follows Rabbi Yosef's interpretation of the son, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, that a traveler who set out from his home acquires a Makom Shvisa without even making a declaration. Now the Gemara brings a little story in this vein. Rehuda bar Ishtha Isolika called the Peri. Rehuda bar Ishtha put a basket of fruit to the Nazan bar Oshia on a Friday afternoon before Shabbos. Keva Ozul, when he was returning, this is this fellow was leaving, who brought the present, that Rehuda bar Ishtha was leaving to go home, which was 4,000 amos from where he was now. Shavke, Rev, he held him back. That's Rav Nosson Bar Oshia held the Yehuda Bar Oshia back from going. He waited until he went got to the bottom of the stairs, and then he told them. Amalei told them, Pesach, stay here overnight. Okay, Lamacha comes tomorrow. You can go back. So. When he got to the bottom, he waited. Rav Nosson Bar Oshia waited until Rav Yehuda Bar Ishtasa started to go home, and then he told him, "Stay here and go home tomorrow." And the Malka Kadosh, the next day he went and he went home. Come on, okay. So when Rav Nosson Bar Oshia gave him that etza about staying here and going back tomorrow, but once he's left with the Erech, whose opinion did he follow? Come on. So we answer, Rabbi Yosef, Balib de Rehuda. Okay, the Gemara assumes that it follows Rabbi Yosef's interpretation of Rabbi Yosef Rehuda, that anyone who started to go, he acquires a Makom Shvisa, but without a verbal declaration. Right, that's a question mark after Rabbi Yosef Rehuda. The Gemara says, lo, that doesn't have to follow. It could even be Karaba, Balib de Rehuda. It could be a Rabba's interpretation following Rehuda Shita, that a person does have to verbally designate a Makom Shvisa besides, in addition to taking to the road. And Rehuda Bar Ishtha actually did, although it's not recorded in the Gemara, the Gemara's Teretz is assuming that, or at least possible, that Rehuda Bar Ishtha actually did make a verbal declaration as Makom Shvisa was between the two cities. Now we're going to go to the next part of the Mishnah. Rav Meir Omer Kol Sheyochel La'arav, anyone who could have placed an Erev Tchumin and did not is like a Chamor Kamal. So Hatanya Chadazimna, we ask the question that we learned this once before in the Mishnah. If there's a Suffolk, if the Erev is Chal, this Mishnah is Naflam and Hay. If there's a doubt, if the Erev is valid, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, I mean, they both say Hareza Chamor Kamal. This is like a donkey driver who's also a camel driver, which means that he has to stay within the area which is shared with his original tchum with the questionable area. So Romero already taught us that something which is a suffix has this din of chamo gamel. So why does it have to repeat it over here? Now Rav Sheshes explains, don't say that Rav Meir's opinion is because Suffolk Erev, Suffolk Leirev, when there's a question whether or not the Erev is valid, who the Havir Chamor Gamel, only there is it compared to a donkey driver who's also a camel driver, because it's a Suffolk. That don't say that's not true. That's what you might say from just looking at the Mishnah of the Flamen Hay. Okay, because we're being taught to you in this Mishnah, Avavadai Leirev. You might think if it's certainly not an Erev, it's not comparable to a donkey driver who's also a camel driver, because he has his original Tum Shabbos. You might think that, but we're telling you a chiddush over here, which is a very big chiddush. Even if he certainly did not establish a valid eruv, the mayor still holds have a chamor gamel. He's comparable to a donkey driver who's also a camel driver. Because over here in our Mishnah, he certainly did not establish a valid Erev. And even so, he's still considered a donkey driver, is also a camel driver. So it is really a tremendous Kiddush Lahachmir over here. What's the Kiddush Lahachmir? Because since the person attempted, you know, to he could have made that Erev outside the city, and there was an attempt to do so. And if Malchal, Rameir says, he doesn't have his original chum, he has the chumras of having both chum without the other one. So let's say he was in the city. If he'd be in the city without having attempted to make any Erev, then he could have 2,000 amos in any direction, and any way he goes, he'd be allowed to go. Now he's limited to the direction of where he placed his Erev that wasn't valid. Now let's continue the next mishnah. Mishiyotza chutz l'tchum. Somebody left the tchum. Now this is talking a mezid who left the tchum. A person left intentionally and willfully, because we had a sugya before. Somebody left for a mitzvah, daf mandalad memhei, where there are kulas about re-entering or a nutchum. Over here we're talking about a person was specifically a mezid. Mishiyotza chutz l'tchum, afila ama achas, even one ama past where he's allowed to go. Lo yikonis, he may not re-enter the tchum, and he can't go past where he is now. He lost all of his rights. Rabbi Eliezer says, shtayim yikonis, if he went two amas past where he was allowed to go, past the boundary, then he's allowed to come back. Shalosh, however, if he went three amas, then he's no longer allowed to re-enter. So the Gemara explains that Amar Chanina Rag Layachas B'Tekatchum, if a person has one foot with one of his feet is within the Tchum, Rag Layachas B'Tekatchum, the Tchum, and one is out, Lo Yikonis, he's not allowed to come back to the original Tchum, that's it. And Toshiv Mishavas Raglava, because it says, the pasuk says, the person will restrain your foot in the count of Shabbos. Now that pasuk is written as a lashon yachid, a rag l'chok, your foot, not feet, your foot, implying that even when only one foot is over the tchum, then he has violated the rules of tchum, and he's stuck. So now, if a person has violated the rules of Tchum, he can't go back, even if he has one foot over the boundary. That is the teaching of Rabbi Chanina. Now the Gemara asks, we have a kasha from a brisa that says just the reverse. Batanya, Raglayachas, Betocha Tchum. Raglayachas, Chosu Tchum. One foot is in, one foot is out. Yikonis, he's allowed to go back. So that is just the opposite of what Rabbi Chanina taught. So the Gemara responds, Hamani, who is that? Acherimi. That's the opinion of Acherim, who are others. The Gemara in Horia says a story, who's considered others. It's Rav Meir, the Tanya, Acherim. Some the others say, L'makayim sheruboy hu nizgar. A person is, the word nizgar means thrust or thrown, okay, into a place where most of his body is. Which, in other words, says only one foot overstepped the tchum, but the rest of the body did not. So he's allowed to re-enter because most of his body is still in the makam of the tchum. So Rabbi Chanina would disagree with the Braisa, because the Braisa is only representing the opinion of the Acherim. Ikad the Amri. There are those who have a different version of Chanina's statement, where it's similar to the Acherim. One foot is within the tchum, one is out. Yikonis, he's allowed to re-enter. Because from the same pasuk, if you string your foot on the account of Shabbos, we read it, even though it's written as a lashon yachid, we read it raglecha kaminim. We read it as lashon rabim, which from where you infer that only both feet go over the tchum, do you say that he overstepped his bounds and they can't come back? Vekdei maratanya, when the brisa lo yikonis, that you can't come back. So that this brisa contradicts the new version of Chanina. So the Gemara answers, Chudiyama Kachem. Rabbi Chanina follows the opinion of the Acherim with the price that we just brought. We're about to read again. Lamakim Sherubay Yuniskar. The Acherim say a person is thrown to where most of his body is, and since only one foot overstepped the thumb, the person is not considered to have left, and therefore he could put his foot back in to the tchum. The next part of the Mishnah said, because we went two ames or less past the tchum, he's got to come back in. Shalosh, he went three, because he can't come back. Okay. Now the Gemara asks, we have a different brisa with a different opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. We have a steam of Rabbi Eliezer. Patanya, Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, Afas, Ikanes, he went one over, he can come back, nine, two, Lo Ikanes, he can come back. So that is, that contradicts what Rabbi Eliezer said in our Mishnah. Two Amis, he's allowed to come back. Lekasha, that's not fair. The Mishnah refers to one who went one Amma and was standing, okay, in the second Amma. Okay, in that case, the Mishnah says he's allowed to come back. Okay, and the Brisa, the Akar Tati, he left the second, is in the third Amma. So both the Mishnah and the Brisa are in agreement that if he went more than two Ammas, he can't come back, and it's the middle of the second Amma, he can't come back. Now the Gemara asks a question on the answer we just said, but Tanya Rezer, or Imir Rezer says, Tilu Amma Achas Leikonis. Even if he went one Amma over the Tchum, he can't come back. So over suffering even one Amma causes him to lose his right to return to its home. The Gemara responds, Ketanyahi, that Brisa, by going over one Amma, is talking about Lamoideid, someone who measures his own Tchum on Shabbos when he takes 2,000 steps. This person, and when he goes over, he loses his right to time. L'moideid sh'amru unos l'apayim amma. The one who measures, Chum said, we give him 2,000 amas, afilu soif midosu kol ma'ara. Even if his measuring ends in the middle of the cave, he can't go to the rest of the cave, even though it's has a makom of mechitzas. Now, so too, his personal tchum, if it went in the middle of the city, he's not allowed to go to the rest of the city. The Mishnah, next Mishnah is Mishnah Chichshech Chutzlot Chum. Somebody was, or darkness overtook him as the outside the tchum of his final destination was. Afilu Am Achas Imnum, but when Am Alo Yikonis, he's not allowed to go in. Mishimunim Afilu Chamesh Yashmi Am Yikonis. He's allowed 15 Am, 15 Am away from the city's tchum, he's allowed to go in. Why? Shena Mashachas Mamatanus Amidus. Because the surveyors who place markers which delineate the tchum of the city do not give a full measurement. You pray at time because of those people who make mistakes. And therefore they're a little stricter. And they put their markers a little closer to the city than they actually have to. Tana, the way the price of transmission, we pay Toye Hamida. When we talk about those who make mistakes, we're talking about those who make mistakes in measurement, in the measurements. So the surveyors who place the tchum markers closer to the city, okay, are doing that as a chum, as a safeguard for people who actually wander outside the tchum. Okay, we'll continue with Daf Nun Gimel's Daf tomorrow. That'll be the beginning of the new paragraph.